full swing when it comes to the winter sports season. We're going to talk United South Central basketball with the head coach of the Rebels, Adam Walker. That was Kid Rock. That was not Adam, I promise. Coach, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. Now, Adam, right off the bat, what year are you in as a head coach of the Rebels?
This is my second year.
Second year, okay.
Sixth overall as a head coach, ninth as a coach in the high school ranks anyway. So excited to get started and got the first year cobwebs out of the way with the new team. So
let's talk about that from year one to year two. And you hear most coaches say this, that year two is so much easier because there are things that you have to go through as a first-year head coach with a new team that, again, like you mentioned, it's nice to not have to worry about that in year two. Makes things, I guess, slide into practice a lot smoother.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always challenges, of course, every year. But year two, you know, the team kind of understands your philosophy a little bit more. You don't have to put in new offenses. They kind of understand what you want to do, both offensively and defensively. And most of the kids back, you know, played last year. So that helps a lot. I mean, if last year was my first year and I had seven seniors that, you know, all played and you know, next year, this year would be new, it'd be a lot different. But with a lot of the kids coming back, a lot of returning experience, that certainly helps things in the second year.
Adam Walker, head coach of USC boys basketball. The team last year went 12-16. They lost in the subsection quarterfinals to a Goodman Kitta Loyola team, 56-46. And you mentioned a lot of the guys back, or most of the guys back. Kind of run through your roster for this year's team and comment on some of the guys that are going to be key for the Rebels to have some success this winter.
Well, returning starters, we actually returned four with Tabor Conley and Zale Bushlack inside, and then Nick Bushlack and Johnny Martinez at the guard spot. And then looking to make some hay this year is George Martinez. He'll be a senior. Got a lot of minutes last year as well. So I think we returned five of our top seven scorers last year, top rebounders, top shot blockers. So definitely a lot of experience coming back and you know, two very good guards, two very good post players, and George coming in, who he looks to be our fifth starter, can knock down the three and make some plays defensively as well. So we got a lot of good balance and a lot of good experience coming back. And then obviously with depth, you want to hope that a couple younger guys can step up into some roles as well.
Opener is Friday at Randolph. And
nope.
No, it's not.
No, we actually open at a late edition. We host Waseca this Friday, the 2nd.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. So yep. Waseca
yep.
At home.
Randolph. Yep.
Randolph's the following Friday on December 9th.
Yep, that's right.
So Rebel fans, Waseca will be in town, I assume 7:15 start coming up on Friday?
Yep, varsity JV and C. So the normal, 4:45, 6 o'clock, and 7:15 starts. Yeah, we added Waseca. That was a couple weeks ago. I think right now we have 25 games. So we just added another one as well, and that is December 23rd. We go to Dover.
Okay.
But Waseca is our first game Friday night at home, and then we go to Randolph the following Friday. So, a shortened week over Thanksgiving, some weather issues today. So we're trying to get as much practice as we can in, and a tough test certainly coming in on Friday with Waseca.
Yeah, Waseca always one of the top teams in their class when it comes to boys basketball. Definitely a tradition there, especially in recent years. And I have to ask you, leading up to the game against the Blue Jays coming up on Friday, has your team had a chance to be involved in any scrimmages at all?
We actually we were going to go to Hayfield Saturday, but we play a lot over our Christmas holiday break. We have two games in Blue Earth. We practice pretty much every day there. So this year I kind of changed my position on that, gave the guys a little bit extra time over Thanksgiving. I know some kids travel with their families. So we ended up just having an inner squad alumni scrimmage on Saturday morning. So we brought in about eight or nine guys. My assistant coach, Stevie Voigt, kind of helped with that. He He got a hold of about 8 or 9 guys. He played on a very good USC team back in 13 and 14. So they had a lot of height, a lot more height than we had imagined they would bring. But a former player, I remember Kyle Bauman, watching him. He played at Winona State, and he gave our guys a lot of challenges as well on Saturday morning. So it was a good little scrimmage. We played for about an hour and a half and got up and down. But generally, you know, I like to go scrimmage somewhere on Saturdays, on that Thanksgiving Saturday. But this year I just kind of thought, you know, we don't have a lot of time over Christmas break. So I figured I'd give them an extra day on Thanksgiving weekend.
So, Adam, who won the game on Saturday? I'm assuming you kept score, right?
We did, of course.
Yes. Adam Walker, head coach of United South Central Boys Basketball, their winter sports preview here on Kaint Radio. And let's talk about the Gopher Conference. Now, is the Gopher split into two sections, like a West and an East now, because there's so many teams?
Yes, it is. It is split up. You know, it's West and East. So the Eastern teams, you know, the Randolph, Triton, Hayfield, Kenyon, those types of teams are over there. And then in our division, it's Maple River, us, Waterville, Janesville. I'm trying to think of the fifth team. But, it's split up between the, you know, the West and East. I think Blooming Prairie's on our side as well.
Okay. And is there...
Or maybe not. No, Medford, I'm sorry.
Okay. Is there a championship game then at the end of the season?
Yes. They play the championship game is generally played at the high seed, I believe. Last year was at Hayfield. They hosted Maple River for the championship. So,
well, let's talk about the Gopher Conference. And, I mean, you mentioned some of the big boys right there with Hayfield and Maple River and Kenyon-Wanamingo. I mean, the Gopher Conference is pretty tough. Where do you think your team is going to stack up against the other teams in the Gopher Conference? And who do you think are going to be some of the favorites this year?
Well, of course, you have the Hayfield, you know, two-time defending state champs, ranked number one coming in already. They have their top guns are back. Maple River will return everybody again. I think they have one last real run here with a bunch of seniors there. So those two teams will definitely be favored. I think we will be in the mix for sure in our division. You know, Medford has been down. Waterville's going to have they lost a couple key players off of their team. Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton—that's one of those sneaky teams, they're also in our section. They return a lot of their top players, so they'll definitely be tough. And then New Richland. They're kind of going through a coaching change, and they lost a couple key players as well. So I think we have a very good shot. You know, the Maple Rivers and Hayfields obviously are the top two that everybody's going to be gunning for. But below that, I think it's pretty much wide open after those two.
Adam Walker again, head coach of USC basketball, joining us for their winter sports preview. And Adam, before we let you go, again, Friday, Waseca is coming to a Wells to open up the season. Let's talk about keys for the year. Now, again, you learn a lot of things once your team plays game one, going from game one to game two. But going into the season, as of right now, what are some of the keys? And it might be things that your team's already good at or things your team has to improve on. But going into the first game on Friday, what is going to lead to the most success for USC boys basketball? What does the team need to do maybe in specific areas?
Well, it's hard to identify the keys and weaknesses and strengths without being cliched, but the turnovers have to go down this year. And I think with the experience we have at the guard play, that will help. Our post players, you know, definitely shined a lot last year in different spots. I'm hoping they're going to be more consistent night in and night out. They had a lot of, you know, games where they played really well, and then they had a couple games where they had a tough time, but. The biggest key, and I've spoken about this a lot, is our depth. You know, I mentioned guys stepping up into roles, and that's kind of what we just haven't seen yet. You know, we want to play 8 or 9 guys. We want to get after it defensively and press and play the full court. So we're gonna have to have a couple sophomores, a couple juniors, a couple, you know, one or two seniors that didn't play much last year. Fill in a couple roles there for us, and that'll be key. We had a lot of foul trouble last year. It seemed like we had a few guys that had four or five fouls every game. And we're just going to have to play sound defensively, you know, without fouling, without contact, and hope that the ball goes our way quite a bit. Shooting-wise, I think we have three or four very good shooters. I know last year, I think I probably said the same kind of thing, and I think we started out our first game, we were 3 for 34 from three. So we got to avoid those nights,
yep,
for sure. But if we play consistent and play to our strengths and not force things and not turn the ball over and create a lot of turnovers defensively, I think we're going to be a very strong team this year.
Adam Walker, head coach of USC boys basketball, joining us for their winter sports preview. Again, they kick off the season Friday night at home against Waseca. It, of course, will keep you updated on USC boys basketball all season long right here on KATE. Coach, thank you so much for the time. I hope you get a couple of practices in before a Friday, and we'll talk again this season.
Yes, I appreciate everything. Thanks for the coverage, and we'll talk to you soon.